Greetings, readers. Welcome to the August edition of Library News. Find Your Voice, our youth summer reading program, has been very busy this summer. They have been learning so much, creating the cutest crafts, and making some delicious food. These fun summer activities ended last month, so stay tuned for new and exciting program this fall. Another exciting library program will wind down this month. STEM, with a library for the teens in the Summer Leap program, will have its last meeting on August 10th. In July, they got to meet Kristen, a crime scene investigator, hear from Kyle of the Iowa Reapers, and learn about beat baseball and meet Dan, scientist from NASA. It has been a great summer with the LEAP program so far.
The library would like to thank the wonderful teacher externs Alex and Chandra, as well as fabulous Summer Vistas Chance and Mommy. They finished their time here with the library in July. They were such a tremendous addition to the library for the summer. They helped out with summer reading programs, STEM with the library programs, outreach visits to the public libraries, and other library duties. We wish them well and hope to see them around.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded from Bard. Love, Lucy, DB112934 by Lucille Ball. Love, Lucy is the Valentine Lucille Ball left for her fans, a warm, wise, and witty memoir written by Lucy herself. The legendary star of the classic sitcom I Love Lucy was at the pinnacle of her success when she sat down to record the story of her life. No comedian had made America laugh so hard. No television actress had made the leap from radio and B-movies to become one of the world's best-loved performers. This is her story, in her own words. The story of the ingenue from Jamestown, New York, determined to go to Broadway, destined to make a big splash, bound to marry her Valentino, Desi Arnaz. In her own style, she tells of their life together, both storybook and turbulent, intimate memories of their children and friends, wonderful backstage anecdotes, the empire they founded, the dissolution of their marriage, and, with a heartfelt happy ending, her enduring marriage to Gary Morton. Here is the lost manuscript that her fans and loved ones will treasure. There is some strong language. Body: Simple Techniques and Strategies to Heal, Reset, and Restore. DB112690 by James Davies. From stress and anxiety to everyday wear and tear and injury, life takes its toll on our bodies. Now, internationally renowned osteopath James Davies can help you heal your body. With tips and tricks to help recognize, manage, and treat everyday aches and pains, this book will reset your approach to understanding your body. James presents a revolutionary blueprint for holistic body well-being. Improve your well-being with exercises expertly designed to optimize your body. Enhance your health and mobility by understanding common conditions from arthritis and muscle strains to IBS and stress, and empower yourself with the knowledge you need to achieve full body health. The Wager: A Tale of Shipwreck, Mutiny, and Murder. DB113965 by David Gran. On January 28, 1742, a ramshackle vessel of patched-together wood and cloth washed up on the coast of Brazil. Inside were 30 emaciated men, barely alive, and they had an extraordinary tale to tell. They were survivors of His Majesty's ship, the Wager, a British vessel that had left England in 1740 on a secret mission during an imperial war with Spain. While the Wager had been chasing a Spanish treasure-filled galleon known as the Prize of All the Oceans, it had wrecked on a desolate island off the coast of Patagonia. The men, after being marooned for months and facing starvation, built the flimsy craft and sailed for more than 100 days, traversing nearly 3,000 miles of storm-racked seas. They were greeted as heroes. But then, 6 months later, another, even more decrepit craft landed on the coast of Chile. This boat contained just 3 castaways, and they told a very different story. The 30 sailors who landed in Brazil were not heroes. They were mutineers. The first group responded with countercharges of their own, of a tyrannical and murderous senior officer and his henchmen. It became clear that while stranded on the island, the crew had fallen into anarchy, the warring factions fighting for dominion over the barren wilderness. As accusations of treachery and murder flew, the Admiralty convened a court-martial to determine who was telling the truth. The stakes were life and death for whomever the court found guilty could hang. Bestseller.
Bad Republican, a memoir, DB110956 by Megan McCain. Megan McCain expresses how it is to feel like you no longer fit in with your political party. She tells of growing up the daughter of an American icon who shaped her life and details the heartbreaking final moments spent by his side. She recalls her misadventures on the New York dating scene and brings us up to speed on meeting her now husband. We hear her views on cancel culture and internet trolls, as well as life backstage as the sole Republican at America's most watched daytime talk show, and why she decided to leave. Revealingly, she relays the awkward phone call she received from Donald and Melania and where she thinks the Republican Party and the country go from here. And with surprising candor, she divulges why a miscarriage and the birth of her daughter have left her so fired up about women's rights, even if that puts her at odds with her party. Unsparingly honest, deeply relatable, and highly entertaining, Bad Republican is as personal as a story gets. Strong language. Chicken Soup for the Soul, Random Acts of Kindness, 101 Stories of Compassion and Paying It Forward, DB113223 by Amy Newmark. These 101 stories will make you smile and get you excited about what you can do, too. Make miracles happen for yourself and others. It's easy. Just think outside the box and look around. There are so many ways that you can help, and it turns out the biggest beneficiary may be you. Scientific studies have shown that doing good is not only good for the recipient of the good deed, but also for the person doing it, making that person happier and healthier. So dive into these 101 stories of kindness, from the everyday to the extraordinary. If you need some help, you'll find hope in these pages. And if you can give help, you'll feel energized and inspired to find your own opportunities to perform random acts of kindness every day. Beyond the Call, the true story of one World War II pilot's covert mission to rescue POWs on the Eastern Front. DB110056 by Lee Trimble, Jeremy Dronefield, and Donald Corrin. Near the end of World War II, thousands of Allied ex-POWs were abandoned to wander the war-torn Eastern Front. With no food, shelter, or supplies, they were an army of dying men. The Red Army had pushed the Nazis out of Russia. As they advanced across Poland, the prison camps of the Third Reich were discovered and liberated. In defiance of humanity, the freed Allied prisoners were discarded without aid. The Soviets viewed POWs as cowards and regarded all refugees as potential spies or partisans. The United States repeatedly offered to help recover their POWs, but were refused. With relations between the Allies strained, a plan was conceived for an undercover rescue mission. In total secrecy, the OSS chose an obscure American Air Force detachment stationed at a Ukrainian airfield. It would provide the base and the cover for the operation. The man they picked to undertake it was veteran 8th Air Force bomber pilot Captain Robert Trimble. With little covert training, already scarred by the trials of combat, Trimble took the mission. He would survive by wit, courage, and a determination to do some good in a terrible war. Alone, he faced up to the terrifying Soviet secret police, saving hundreds of lives. At the same time, he battled to come to terms with the trauma of war and find his own way home to his wife and child.
Walk the Blue Line, DB113151, by James Patterson, Matt Eversman, Rob Moriera, and Chris Mooney. These men and women are our eyes, our ears, our protectors, those who wear a badge doing their best to help people. These cops serve their communities. They serve their country. They're in the business of saving lives, even at the risk of their own. These patrol officers and canine handlers, sheriffs and detectives, reveal what it's really like to wear the uniform to carry the weight of responsibility they've been given. Bestseller. Jellyfish Age Backwards, Nature's Secrets to Longevity, DB113959, by Nicholas Brendborg. Recent advances in medicine and technology have expanded our understanding of aging across the animal kingdom and our own timeless quest for the fountain of youth. Yet despite modern humans living longer today than ever before, the public's understanding of what is possible is limited to our species until now. In this spunky, effervescent debut, the key to immortality is revealed to be a superpower within reach. With mind-bending stories from a natural world and our own, Jellyfish Age Backwards reveals lifespans we cannot imagine and physiological gifts that feel closer to magic than reality. There is a Greenland shark that was 286 years old when the Titanic sank and is currently 390, making it older than the United States. Scientists predict it will live for another 100 years. Trees and lobsters don't age in the way we know it. They simply get bigger and bigger. There are forms of radiation that have been known to actually increase the lifespans of certain species, from tortoises to naked mole rats. There's a species of jellyfish, the size of a fingernail, that can age forwards, then, when threatened, age backwards, and begin the process all over again. Mixing cutting-edge research and stories from habitats all around the world, molecular biologist Nicholas Brenborg explores extended life cycles in all its varieties. Along the way, we meet a man who fasted for over a year, a woman who edited her own DNA, redwoods that survived thousands of years, and in the soil of Easter Island, the key to eternal youth. Radio's Greatest of All Time, DB111304, by Rush H. Limbaugh, David Limbaugh, and Catherine Adams Limbaugh. For more than 30 years, millions of listeners tuned in to hear Rush Limbaugh's voice. At its peak, The Rush Limbaugh Show aired on more than 650 radio stations nationwide, and his inimitable commentary and distinctive sense of humor garnered a devoted audience that celebrated with him when he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2020. Rush's passing the following year sent shockwaves through the conservative and broadcasting communities. In this timeless collection of his best work, his triumphant legacy as the greatest voice for conservatism is cemented in history. Featuring commentary from loved ones, family, friends, and prominent figures such as President Donald Trump, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, Governor Ron DeSantis, and more, Radio's Greatest of All Time is the ultimate gift for any devoted listener and leaves no doubt about his profound impact on this country. Some strong language. The Obesity Code Cookbook. Recipes to help you manage your insulin, lose weight, and improve your health. DB108351 by Jason Fung. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Jason Fung helped thousands of people lose weight with his groundbreaking book, The Obesity Code. Now he offers the ultimate companion cookbook filled with zero-carb recipes and intermittent fasting plans to help readers lose weight, manage type 2 diabetes, and increase longevity, all while eating delicious food. It is a collection of mouthwatering recipes for your journey to lower insulin, lose weight for good, and reverse and prevent type 2 diabetes. More than a recipe book, it comes with bonus material including a guide to stocking your pantry with the right foods and ditching the wrong foods, Fung's easy-to-understand explainers on how weight gain and weight loss really work, intermittent fasting FAQs and best practices, and meal plans for 16-hour, 24-hour, and 36-hour fasts. In other words, the Obesity Code Cookbook will not only show you what to eat, but also when to eat and why.
On Friday, July 28th, the library participated in STEAM on the Ridge in the Oak Ridge neighborhood in Des Moines. This event provided students in grades K through 8 with different STEAM-related activities. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. The library staff had a great time connecting with the kids and showing them all about Braille. And don't forget the Iowa Department for the Blind will be marching in the Iowa State Fair Parade on August 9th and also have a kids' activity at the fair on August 16th.
We have some exciting news from the Braille Challenge National Finals this summer. Iowa's very own Nathan D. received third place in the varsity group, making it his fourth year in a row to compete at Nationals. Congratulations, Nathan.
NLS's monthly program, Many Faces of Bard, will be held Thursday, August 10th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. There will be time for questions for those who have them. Contact the library for the login information, or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!